Snoring is defined as a coarse sound made by vibrations of the soft palate, another tissue in the mouth, nose and throat. It's caused by turbulence inside the airway during inspiration, and the turbulence is caused by a partial blockage that may be located anywhere from the tip of the nose to the vocal cords. So, if you're a snorer, how do you find out where your blockage is, and what's the most effective treatment? Marianne Davey is from the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association.
What you can do is to do these little tests to find out where your snoring is coming from. For example, do you breathe with your mouth open? If you're asleep and you breathe with your mouth open, there's a very good chance that you will be a snorer, because what will happen here is when the mouth is open, the air will hit the back of the throat, causing those structures to vibrate. So if you can keep the mouth closed, you're not going to snore. So these are the little tests. They're very simple, very easy to do. Anybody can do them, but it will really determine where that snoring is coming from. Once you know that, then the treatment options are very, very simple, and treating it is quite easy.
So what can you do to treat it then?
Well, again, if we go back to our example of the mouth breathing, there are several things that you can do. We've got to get the mouth closed. And the simplest thing to do is there's a little device called a chin-up strip. It is literally a little smiley-shaped plaster that goes around the mouth and chin area, and it prevents your mouth from dropping open. So something as simple as that every night is going to stop you snoring, and that is going to be much better for relationships, because if you're not snoring, everybody is getting some sleep and there won't be those arguments in the morning.
Is that the kind of thing you'd end up wearing forever, or gradually do you reduce your amount of snoring over time?
Generally, once a snorer, always a snorer. There would be very few cases where you would stop snoring altogether. Possibly the one thing that might stop your snoring is if you are overweight. It's surprising that just losing a few pounds in weight, especially men, can be the difference between snoring and not. So if you have got a big collar size, lose some weight and you never know, you may stop snoring for good. But in general, we would say if you're a snorer now, you are always going to be a snorer. So do address it sooner rather than later.
Now, if you don't tackle your snoring, apart from perhaps ending up with a divorce, what else could it do for you in the long run?
In the long run, and over a period of perhaps 10 or 20 years, if you don't address the snoring, you may move into the category of having sleep apnea. Now, sleep apnea literally means you stop breathing in your sleep. And what will be happening here is we're going back to the collar size, and that fatty tissue around the neck area is literally squeezing your airway closed. You can't breathe, and because we have this self-preservation mechanism, the body will automatically wake you up to make you take a breath and breathe. And then you'll go back to sleep, and then you'll have another episode of not breathing, and then you'll wake up to breathe. And these episodes of breathing and not breathing will go on sometimes 400 times a night. Though they're only very split second wakenings and you're not conscious of it, what's happening here, you've been in bed for perhaps 8 hours, but you've really only slept for 4 hours. So again, you are not getting the refreshing sleep you need. You're having these waking episodes, and again, sleep deprivation is a main cause for sleep apnea. So again, you really ought to address your snoring before you get into that category, because treating sleep apnea is very much more difficult than just a snoring problem.
Could it actually end up being very, very serious for you?
As far as your relationship is concerned, yes, it can. And again, at the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association, we have lots of phone calls from people, mainly men, who say that their snoring really was the breakup of their marriage, and they're now divorced. They're in another relationship and they really don't want the same thing to happen again. So please, can we help them? As far as the medical side of snoring is concerned, if you move into the sleep apnea category, what will probably happen is you will probably be overweight, you'll probably smoke and drink a little too much. Treating all that is something that you can do, but the official treatment for sleep apnea is what we call CPAP, and that's short for continuous positive airways pressure. Now, what it is, it's a machine, and you have to have an attachment to this machine that literally blows air at a positive pressure through a mask into your airway, and it stops your airway from closing. So what you will be doing is having a refreshing night's sleep. But of course, this is all medical equipment. It's electrical equipment. You've got to be wired up to it every night. It is inconvenient. It's cumbersome and clumsy. And so for most people, it's not the ideal treatment. But if you have sleep apnea, that is the only thing that will stop your sleep apnea. So again, we go back to the problem. Let's address the snoring before you get into that sleep apnea category.
That's Marianne Davey from the British Snoring and Sleep Apnea Association.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.